The theatrical treatments of two great American novels come alive on North Bay stages with mixed results in productions running through May 19th. Sixth Street Playhouse is presenting Christopher Sergel's adaptation, not Aaron Sorkin's, of Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Sergel had an agreement with Lee to produce a theatrical version of her novel suitable for school or community theater productions, and, though revised several times by Sergel, those roots show. Lee's tale of growing up in the South and her memories of one momentous summer involving her lawyer father and the trial of a black man was adapted by Horton Foote for the classic 1962 film starring Gregory Peck as Atticus Finch. And this Marty Pistone-directed production does battle with memories of that film. Jeff Cote, while having the look we've come to expect for Atticus, lacks the gravitas necessary for the character, and though technically the lead, cedes the spotlight to the play's supporting characters. The young actors playing Scout, Jem, and Dill, that would be Cecilia Brenner, Mario Herrera, and Liev Bruce Lowe, do fine, and Val Sinkler is a tower of strength as Calpurnia. Jordan Olivier Verde is a steadfast Tom Robinson, and Mike Pavone and Caitlin Strom-Martin succeed in making the Yules thoroughly detestable. An interesting addition to this production is a gospel choir slash Greek chorus to bookend several scenes. It's quite effective, and the addition of music is welcome. Lee's story still packs a punch, and while uneven, this production does have its strong moments. To Kill a Mockingbird runs through May 19th at the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa. Thursday through Saturday evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. There are Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. For more information, go to 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Now, up in Cloverdale, the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center is presenting John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men in a production directed by Beulah Vega, who had the advantage of working with a script written by John Steinbeck himself. Steinbeck's Depression-era tale of George and Lenny, played by Rusty Thompson and William Gilbertson, and their dream of a place of their own still resonates today for those seeking the ever more unattainable American dream. Vega has taken a minimalist approach to the show's staging, leaving it to her cast to grab your attention and hold it for 2 hours. They do. Gilbertson brings a fresh approach to Lenny, a character that can often dive into caricature, and there's a strong ensemble doing excellent work here. Hell, even the dog is good. Of Mice and Men runs through May 19th at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center in Cloverdale, Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. For more information, go to CloverdalePerformingArts.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.
Thank you.